Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We have Jerry the Diver Guy, also Vinny. Two tanks are connected via the web. And if that weren't enough, we have Howard Ehrenberg and John Chatterton, who are being featured this week on The Curse of Oak Island, airing on the History Channel. And let's see if this works. Are you guys there with us? Hello, come in.
Why, yes, we are.
There.
You know, yeah. I just want to say, Howard watches your show all the time.
Yes. Well, and that's a good thing. We really appreciate it. And, you know, every time he looks at me, he's like, you know, you don't really, the radio adds 10 pounds. Seriously.
He says you look different on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, the radio adds 10 pounds. But look, John Chatterton, world, you know, world-class super diver. He's the closest thing in the dive industry we have to a superhero. And, you know, and his partner in crime right now, Howard, working on The Curse of Oak Island. I would imagine you guys are excited about this Tuesday. Am I right, or do you really care? Howard, take that one.
Me?
Yeah.
I think I get to talk on this episode.
Howard.
Well, there you go. So there's always
that. For you, because he said Howard.
Yeah. You know, what you were saying before, most people can't see the cape because he usually wears it under his wetsuit.
That's true. Yes. You know,
I get audited by the IRS every single year simply because that's the way I describe my occupation.
Yes. Well, as you should. You should. It's well deserved. You have superpowers when it comes to diving, and especially these crazy tubes they show you guys doing on The Curse of Oak Island. But I don't know. Are you excited about it, Howard?
I think it's I mean, it looks from the previews, obviously, neither one of us has seen it, so we don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I make it.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, at least we know he lived. You can give that much away.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, as a kid, I was reading about Oak Island. I was reading about all this stuff going back to the 1700s. So, you know, I mean, it's the history of Oak Island is more than just the secret of Oak Island is one thing. But just this ongoing history and Marty and Rick are, you know, I mean, they're awesome guys, but it's like they also, you know, I mean, it's amazing to watch them work. You know, I mean, obviously they're brothers and all that, but it's like, you know, stuff starts happening and you know, I mean, they're like, you know, jumping in the mud and like, you know, digging around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you know, they're so involved in everything that they're doing. You know, they're just the kind of guys that you like being around because they're so involved in their life and certainly the you know, part of that is Oak Island.
Yeah, well, I would imagine they have to be involved because isn't there money on the line? I mean, this has to be millions of dollars.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, to tell you the truth, it's less about money, and it is more about the secret, the value, being successful.
Sure.
You know,
the journey. Yeah. I get
my,
that.
Money comes and goes. Sometimes it just goes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That usually gets you in trouble.
But, yeah, I can relate. I can relate.
You know, I mean, those guys, you know, I mean, they're very much, for them, you know, whatever Oak Island is about, if you ask me what was there, I'm not sure I would say, you know, gold. Well, I mean, Howard?
They asked me point blank, you know, do I think there's treasure on Oak Island? I don't really know. I mean, there's not enough. There's not enough information to make a real.
Like, but treasure is a relative term.
I don't know. Hold on. Because, you know, they keep showing like the Ark of the Covenant is one of the potential things that they think could be hidden on that island. And if you guys find that, I don't know about you, but I'd be scared to death. I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. You go down there thing.
John's opening that one.
Yeah. Look how young that movie made Harrison Ford.
Okay, true. But you're not afraid of getting down there and finding something that's going to melt your face off, John? That doesn't cross your mind when you're doing these crazy dives, or what?
Now, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. You can't. You know, when you're doing a serious dive, any serious dive, you got to be focused on the dive.
Think about whether or not. I mean, we're not going in there looking for treasure. We're going in there looking for answers to what they brought us on for, and what they brought us there for was to get to the bottom of this C1 caisson and determine
what the space
was all about.
So, you know, if you know, it's certainly one of the advantages. People have said to me, you know, you could have done 10X inside Mount. And it's like,
you could have.
You know, quite often there's not just one right way, one wrong way. It's like, I think I could have done it inside Mount.
It's the safest way.
But, you know, the thing is, it's also, you know, if you're in helmet and you're in communication with the surface, it is, you know, the diver is just a cog in a greater machine. You know, a free swimming diver on his own is going to be, he's his own machine. He can't, if he's going to consult with anybody, he's got to consult with himself. So, you know, I mean, part of the whole concept is, you know, how much can you bring to bear on the project to get the answers?
Sure. But let's get to the bottom, bottom line here.
Because
I want to know, you know, if you get down there and you do this dive for them and you do find something of value, I mean, do you get a piece of the action, or are they just going to say, well, thanks for your work. That was a great dive. See ya.
Well, that was never really discussed.
You know what? The piece of the action is doing a part of the thing.
Well, okay,
you know?
Okay.
I'll say this for both of us. I know for me, not as much as John, John read about Oak Island as a child. I didn't really know that much about it. But I think for both of us to be a part of this, it's just another, like, awesome feather in our caps that we were part of this great, the great treasure hunt on Oak Island in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, Rick has said more than once, it's like, you know, Howard and I we're part of that Oak Island history.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, it doesn't matter what the answer is. We're there. We're part of it. We're, you know, it's happening, and it's happening with us. And, you know, that's exciting.
Absolutely. Well, no, it's exciting to watch. It really
is. If they wanted to buy us a couple of Learjets, we would definitely accept them.
You wouldn't say no. Yeah. I guess I would work that deal a little bit up front. Like, hey, just in case we find, you know, the, you know, Ark of the Covenant and, you know, Howard's face gets melted off or something. I mean, can I keep
insurance?
Can I keep one of the four legs of gold or something just for a souvenir?
Apparently, you're under the mistaken assumption that commercial divers are intelligent. And that's clearly not the case.
Well, see, I have been asked to speak at Mensa next week. So, but just speak, not be a member, you know? So.
Now, actually, that was NAMBLA.
Oh, boy. I might have misread the invitation. You know, my spelling isn't as good as it was. But anyway, yeah. You know, I love the show. I really do. It's very educational as well. I've learned a lot about Oak Island. I mean, I didn't even know this thing was even going on before I started watching the show, knowing you guys were on it. So it's very intriguing. But I'll tell you what, can you guys hold on? I want to talk about the specific dive that we hope to see this Tuesday night. You can hang with me, right, Howard? Right, John?
We got nowhere to go.
Exactly. Okay, there you go. That's an endorsement of something. That's the best we're going to get, and I'll take it. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Next time on The Curse of Oak Island.
John Chatterton is back. Hopefully he can put his eyes on the target.
Wow. Hear that?
He's got something on the metal detector.
It's metal. It's a big chunk of it.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is The Curse of Oak Island this Tuesday night. I believe it's 10 o'clock Eastern time.
9 o'clock
Eastern time. Okay. So there you go. On History Channel. And, you know, it repeats, I think, during the week, too. So find it on your local listings, that kind of thing, on History Channel. Great stuff. Howard Ehrenberg and John Chatterton are going to be on it this week. They are good friends of us here on Scuba Radio, or acquaintances. I don't know. They may not want to associate that closely with us. However, we know them, and they're with us.
Well, there was that one time where you saved my life in Korea, so.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. And, you know, I don't like to brag.
You can say you and I are friends and you barely know Howard.
Okay. We'll go with that. I just usually say, hey, we're close personal friends. They said hi to me once. That's all it usually takes. So, you know, I do love the show. I've been watching pretty much every episode since last year. I mean, it's been going on a few years now, but picked up on it last year when you guys were on it, and it's definitely got my attention. This Tuesday night, you're supposedly going to dive down into this, what's it called again? C-something? What is it, Howard?
C-1. And C-1. They named it that for Charles Barkhouse, who determined that was the place to drill the hole. I'll tell you this, Greg. I watched the show to kind of see what happened. You know, they don't tell us everything. Like when we show up there, we don't know like all the backstory, or it's kind of cool to see them drill in the hole.
I'm sure. Know,
like when we were there, there was a lot of the equipment was still there. Like that giant crane was still like right next to us. And, you know, to see the show and say, oh, okay. So this is when they brought the giant crane in, and watching them drill the, you know, because they talked about the hammer grab and the casing oscillator, and to see it all work.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get to see that.
Sure. Where are you watching it and going like, oh, they did it like this? Oh, my God. I would have never jumped in there if I would have known they did this.
In commercial diving, that happens a lot. You learn stuff and you go, God, if I had known that.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, and you know, you see their anticipation when they're pulling stuff out of the hole, or you're coming up after one of these dives, and they want to hear what you, you know, hear your story, what you saw. Have you ever been tempted to punk them a little bit and like put something in your pocket and like, oh my gosh, you guys won't believe what I found, and then you pull it out, it's like a, you know, a penny or something, you know?
You know, I'll tell you, those guys, when we're really working, those guys are all business.
Yeah.
They're very serious and all that kind of thing. And to tell you the truth, I mean, you know, I mean, we are too, but it's,
of course.
We probably have the biggest sense of humor of everyone. With them not being divers, they're very much concerned about safety, and you know, so there's a lot of stuff where we have to say, you know, yes, don't you worry your pretty little head, we got this, you know,
right?
But I would be more afraid if we punked them that there might be like, you know, there might be a heart attack or something.
Right, I would imagine. Yeah, they take it real seriously. They don't necessarily share that twisted gene that most scuba divers have, including yourself.
Right. If they were deranged like that, they would be doing their own diving.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it'd make an entertaining episode or like an outtake. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. Okay. But feel free to do with it what you will.
When we first went there, we had to assure those guys that Marty and Rick that, you know, I mean, we didn't have some kind of side agreement, you know, to fake something for TV or anything like that. And it was, you know, they wanted to make sure that we were working directly for them and not trying to create some phony kind of thing. So
sure.
If we were going to punk them, the last thing we would do would be like kind of bring something up that was like fake. Because
they wouldn't find the humor in it that you and I would necessarily, is what you're saying. Yeah, I gotcha. I understand. I mean, it's serious business. We kid around a lot, but John and Howard really do take it serious, and you can see that on the show when you guys get down to business. I mean, it's this is crazy diving. This is serious diving. I mean, that C1 that you're going to dive in, that I guess we'll see Tuesday night on the show. I mean, how deep are you going? It's like 175 or deeper or something.
That's 175 feet is the depth from surface, but it was about 35 feet to the water line. So the dive depth was about 150 feet.
Okay. Well, still, I mean, it's pretty intense stuff and all kinds of hazards.
Obviously, doing a half hour dive at 150 plus feet, you know, there's decompression to consider. It is a technical dive, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, having it managed from the surface, it just makes it that much easier. Like John didn't have to lug with him. You know, if he did an open circuit dive, he would have to be carrying all those tanks with him.
Right.
And, And it's just, you know, it's another factor. And it's like already a, he's in a 4 foot wide pipe. It's like enough is enough.
Really kind of most dives, there's some kind of crux to the dive. What's the, you know, what's the real, the heart of the thing. And the whole thing in C1 was that, you know, I mean, they drilled this caisson down into C1 and then they picked the pipe back up again. And the whole issue was the integrity of the chamber down there. In
right.
other words,
the money pit.
You know, I mean, a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of that is just solid rock, and certainly you know, from the situation that we had in 10X was good reference material. In other words, you know, knowing what the overhead looked like in 10X. The overhead here was entirely different.
Huh.
So, you know.
Wow. And, I mean, obviously the thing that was much safer about this dive was there wasn't a big piece of drill pipe sticking yeah. halfway through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, that's the 10X dive was different. This dive was more, you know, what about the overhead? You know, you go in the wrong place and... all of a sudden, you get buried under a bunch of rock, and all you can do is say, "Howard, take up my hose."
Okay, yeah, and that isn't you know, much to that. But this one looks way more intense, exciting stuff. I can't wait to see it Tuesday night. I'm glad you lived. At least we got that much out of the way. And we got a few more minutes here with John Chatterton and Howard Ehrenberg, stars of Curse of Oak Island on History Channel this Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Ehrenberg are our guests right now from the Curse of Oak Island, airing this Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on History Channel. So, guys, first of all, thanks for spending some time with us. Give us a little preview of what to expect this week. The stuff that we're going to see Tuesday, can you tell us this much? Like, how long ago was this? This was obviously, you know...
October.
October. Okay, so it's been a while. They've been editing the show together and
yeah, that's realistically not that long ago.
Okay.
Let me just say, it was cold when we went there.
It was
cold. We live in South Florida, and it's like, did they call us in August? No. Did they call us in July? No.
That was my request, was if... Hey, if you guys wanted to come back next year, can we come in the summer?
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, we're warm water wusses. Come on. Yeah.
You will see I am wearing just about every piece of clothes that I had. And John, he's like, hey, Howard, can you turn up the hot water in my suit a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little chill.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? When you're going to do that dive, if your suit's a little damp already, it could be cold putting a suit on.
Oh, yes. I'm hip. I mean, yeah, that's. I mean, the water temp too is probably freezing cold as well, isn't it?
Was it like 40?
It's like 40 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know the big crane that Howard mentioned. You know, the big crane for the drilling operation.
Right. Yeah.
I thought that was there so I'd have a place to hang my suit.
And I'm sure they let you do that, I'm sure, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hang your suit on there, you're going to have to jump on it, too. We'll take you for a ride. It'll be the best carnival ride you could ever get on. All right. Well, guys, I appreciate it. Once again, the Curse of Oak Island this Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be watching it, and we will definitely be talking to you guys again, assuming you'll have us. All right? Fair?
Yeah, so you know you found us this time, but you know next time we're going to try and make it more challenging.
Okay, He'll make it like a treasure hunt, as they should.
Serpentine.
Yes.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Yes, thanks, John Chatterton. He's the man. Howard Ehrenberg. They're both great guys and obviously amazing divers. Check them out Tuesday on Curse of Oak Island. Tuesday and maybe future episodes as well. We got more coming up on this show next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey man, hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know, I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That's Tim Beeman, underwater survivor. You can Google it, get a copy if you like that tune. Studio guys are bopping. CJ and Bubble Boy are enjoying the tunes, bopping their head, you know. More or less looking like they're having epileptic seizures, but
can't be afraid to have some fun.
Okay, you know, dancing, seizures, pretty much one and the same with these guys, but that's okay.
You didn't hire us for our dancing.
Yeah, that's for sure. This is so true.
Our radio skills,
John and Chowder,
or our looks,
John and Howard. What do you think? You gonna watch the show Tuesday, CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
check
pretty good stuff.
They're basically jumping down Bugs Bunny's hole.
Pretty much. It's about the same size.
Boom,
you know.
Rip.
Yeah, okay.
That's the sound it makes.
And it'll be Albuquerque before long.
That's right.
Maybe. And then,
nuggets everywhere.
That would be kind of good. By the way. They want to punch it up a little, have Elmer Fudd, you know, with his gun pointing down at the hole. I know you're in there, Webbit.
We're going to bring up the treasure.
There you go.
Uh-huh. You were talking about speaking for Mensa. You have an upcoming speaking engagement.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Jimmy and I took the 15-minute short online IQ test, and guess what?
What?
We're geniuses.
Are you?
98th percentile.
It said you scored a 37, puts you in the 98th percentile, and admission into Mensa requires a minimum of a 98th percentile placement. So if we would have taken this test, we would have barely made it into Mensa.
What do you mean? You just said you did take it.
But I mean, for real, we're not going to apply to be in it. But
why?
This is just
an online
thing.
I mean, if you pass the test, why wouldn't you?
Just the knowledge that I'm a genius is enough.
Hmm.
And I know it's the same for him. Exactly. I can speak for him too.
So what does it mean when you're asked to speak to educate the men's of people? That means I'm above.
Well, you entertain us, and we're geniuses, so you should be fine with
that. Okay. I mean, there's that. Hmm. Well, we'll see.
I mean, we kind of teamed up on it and silently picked the, but we both went for the same answers.
Well,
where I'm like, it's the third one. He's like, yeah.
You know, I kid. I mean, whether it's John Chatterton or any diver for that matter, we kind of have superpowers compared to the general public. Let's face it, because we know things about scuba diving, which is a skill that you learn and does take a certain level of, you know, expertise. And once you have
high intelligence,
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, you can use it. You don't necessarily have to have it.
No. I mean, I laugh at fart jokes, too.
Well, hey, who doesn't?
That was no joke. Oh, God.
Anyway.
Our emotional quotient is quite low.
Exactly. Not to say we're not infantile.
This is why it's Scuba Radio, and we don't have a show on History Channel. You know, they'd never get away with this.
Histrionics Channel.
Yeah, maybe.
So
So yeah. It took both of y'all to do this test, right?
Well, we were kind of sharing the keyboard and the mouse.
Well, yeah, one was working Google. The grade?
There's only one screen.
But yeah. Wouldn't you have to share the grade? That would make it 49 each.
No.
Uh-oh.
Well, like I said, we were in agreement with, I mean, if we would have taken it separately, we would have gotten the same score.
You would have answered the same way.
Yeah, there was nothing where I said no and he, you know, we didn't disagree with
each other. I mean, CJ and Bubble Boy, they are kind of like a team.
Yeah.
A dynamic duo.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, CJ answered everything. I just nodded my head.
Yeah. Not true. He
answered. Well, as a loyal sidekick would normally do.
You did get the last one. I wanted something to work that out with.
Oh yeah.
The last one was a tough one.
Yeah.
And I was trying to be a better part of the show and listen. He didn't want to pay attention, so I put my headphones back on and
oh, okay.
So
all right, so you guys were busy doing that while I was talking to John and Howard, you weren't even paying attention?
I think it was the first commercial break.
Oh, okay. Before them. During the break. Okay.
I was riveted to.
Ah. Okay. Well, I mean, did you learn anything from what John and Howard shared with us?
Yes.
You both did. What about you, Jerry? Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I know you watched the show.
I know.
Religion.
Oh, I will be tuning in Tuesday.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
The water looks like a caramel latte.
Yes. Would you ever do a dive like that?
40-some degrees.
Would you do a dive? Ooh. If you had the skills, would you do that dive?
Probably, just to be on TV. It would be pretty
just
cool.
Just to be on TV, you'd do pretty it. Cool. See, I have that doesn't sound very appealing to me at all.
Well, I was in until they said 40-some degree water.
Yeah, me too. Well, and like you said, it's like diving in a skinny vanilla latte. Skinny, I think.
They're like human colonoscopies.
Yeah, I slipped and fell into an open septic tank once.
No, okay.
Craig, did you see at the DEMA show... Did you see the goggles that have the infrared, you know, where you can see through black water and everything?
Yeah, I did.
So why are they not incorporating these goggles into these dives like Oak Island and everything?
I'll be honest with you. I bet you. I wonder if John even knows about that technology. He was not at the DEMA show, I don't think. I'm not sure if I saw him there. He might have been there. Maybe he knows that stuff. But that was pretty new stuff that guy was presenting at the dive show.
And, well, it's wild, that's for sure.
Yeah, but
it's great technology.
It is, but it's probably, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how it would translate on TV. I guess it would, you know, because it basically lit up. You could go into like zero visibility, and it would use some kind of weird cameras that would accentuate the contrast where you could actually
see. It was like night vision.
Yeah, it was like night vision underwater, yeah. But it also looked pretty bulky. I don't know. And I don't know if the guy who was showing it there at the big dive show, if it had already come out or this was a prototype type of system.
Does it run on a big battery? Must be a huge battery.
Well, I mean, he had it set up on a mask, but I got the impression that was like a prototype thing. Did you, Jerry, or you think it was ready for market?
You know, I think it's ready for market right now, the way the guy talked.
Well, maybe. It could have been. I mean, it might have helped him. You know, it might be a good thing for the next season if they go back there and need to do some more searching for that stuff. But just diving down in one of those tubes, you know, he kind of skated over a little bit about the overhead environment and the C1 that he's going to dive down into that we'll see Tuesday, how it might be a bigger opening. You know, the theory is that they're looking for the money pit and this will be the big money thing or whatever. But when they show the schematic of it or the graphic that they have from the sonar mapping that they did, it looks like a pretty big cavity. But if it's a big cave, you get down in there outside of the tube, that thing could easily cave in on you and, you know, stuff fall off the ceiling because bubbles and things are moving stuff around and all of a sudden you have a collapse 175 feet down below the surface. If you're down there, I don't think you want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those guys have skills way beyond anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do.
Well, skills and
just,
a little bit of crazy.
You know, I just like jumping in the ocean.
They got brass boys.
There you go. Yeah. Now, John, yeah, he's done some crazy dives over the years. I mean, it's just, I mean, that's what he's known for. He doesn't do it foolhardedly at all. I mean, he knows, he plans it out, and they're very businesslike and do it right. But, you know, when you hear about some of the dives that he's done, you really shake your head like, my God, this guy is, He is doing some insane
field
stuff, you know, that even, you know, scientists that don't even think, you know, is possible. I remember going to a scientific presentation at Divers Alert Network, and John was there, and he was talking about rebreathers and some of the crazy dives that they had done on the rebreathers. And the guy from Dan got up in front of the crowd and said, "All right, so, you know, he's given us the data from his dives, and technically from our research, he should be dead." He's like, he shouldn't be here. And there he is. So he's been able to do this.
Maybe he's not of this world.
He might be superhuman.
He's like Superman.
You hear me?
Then he should just use
that.
His X-ray vision and go, "Yeah, it's not down there."
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. Well,
he does.
And I
would make good TV.
Yeah, but evidently he wears a cape. The problem is, you know, Howard says he wears it under his wetsuit. But when he's not wearing a wetsuit and he's diving warm waters, you know, that's all he wears is a cape, and that's a little disturbing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he's naked scuba.
Naked, yeah. Scuba
Media. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
All right, Mom, take it.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Dad, you're up.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
Grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And annoying songs that have some kind of diving, water, or shark reference in them. I am Greg the Dive Master. I've been scheduled to speak at Mensa in a week or so. We'll see if that holds. I wonder if I'm just being punked. Yeah, they want to learn about diving, supposedly. And maybe a little radio element to it as well. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, they said, could you give a little presentation about this? And then, you know, they're going to ask a lot of questions. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess. But what do you want to know?
What's it like to be an extra in Sharknado 3? You're going to get a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I was like, well, just listen to the show. Just listen to Scuba Radio. You'll find out.
What's Jimmy really like?
What's Bubble Boy like?
Yeah, what's he really
in real
like?
Life? There could be some of that. Is Jerry the Diver Guy really in the mountains of Virginia? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
He wishes he's in South Florida.
Well, okay. There's that. Is Vinny Two Tanks a member of the mob?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, see, you know, those are the kind of things.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't. We got to keep things under wraps. Some
we'll
of
have
this
to
stuff.
Key you.
But anyway, we'll you know, I'll answer as best I can and make up answers when I have nothing to.
You can do it.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to find out what kind of questions they have.
I have faith in you, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you do this for 2 hours.
Well, yeah, we get into our bubble as divers sometimes, and we forget, you know, how other people look at us, you know, outside of our little club of
as
divers.
Gods.
Do you want us to call in? We'll call in while you're up there.
What do you mean, call in?
Well, you put your phone up there. You call in. We'll call in and ask you questions.
Oh, you mean I could bring you guys in and like...
Yeah, we'll Skype with you.
Rancho Cucamonga, hello!
All right, so... No, it's going to be more like, hey...
Like Larry King.
What are your thoughts on the, you know, mating patterns of harbor seals? And I say, can I phone a friend? Hold on.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do they call them sperm whales?
Because humpbacks weren't available. No, I don't. I got to come up with something.
Oh, Greg,
yeah,
Greg.
Jerry.
Have you ever been in a punami?
Well, would you like
so
to?
Happens. That's just wrong.
Have you ever dove in a brown hole?
I don't even know what to, you know, if I get those kind of questions.
We're prepared, you.
Do you know those guys on Oak Island?
Well, I know of them. You know, that's all I could say. Yeah. No, I don't know. It'll be interesting, but maybe it'll, you know, I got to get outside my bubble sometimes, and maybe this will be part of that.
Is it okay to call you Greg, or should we refer to you as Dive Master?
Dive Master, for sure. You know I'll be working that angle.
Well, invite them on the scuba radio trip. Maybe some of them are divers already.
Well, I would assume that, you know, if they're geniuses.
Mermaid recruiting. Pardon me.
Hmm.
Well, no, they're geniuses, so.
Sorry. Stereotypes.
Jerry is going to really be in big trouble when he sees Tiffany on the boat.
Yes.
Yeah. She's not going to appreciate that comment.
You're assuming she listens.
We still love her, though.
Yes.
We'll cut this part out.
Mm-hmm.
This will not be there.
Okay. Well, but you guys have my back. If I need to phone a friend, or I'll just dial you in via FaceTime or something. And I mean, I could do that. I could just bring the show to them, I guess. I'd just say, give a little chat. And like, okay, we're going to connect with Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia. We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Let it rip. We could do that. We could just take the show right there in front of them. And,
you have to rinse your gear out to get all the salt out of it when you're done.
That is just good.
Have you ever peed your wet pants?
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Yeah, let's not go there. All right, but these are the things that we could find out, and maybe we could do some recruiting. I mean, that really will be my focus. Is it always
the lobsters in Florida don't have pinchers?
They do, but they're very small.
They do?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that one. Do you, Jerry?
He is a genius. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Oh, what? Bubble Boy or Jerry?
Bubble Boy.
Oh, Bubble Boy.
Those two took the test and passed.
Yeah. So Florida lobsters do have tiny pinchers?
Oh, yeah. The ones down by the old Turkey Lake nuclear power
plant. Just because you say it with conviction doesn't make it
true.
Stuff
up.
Yeah. I don't know. I could fall for that one.
Our research facility here leaves a lot to be desired.
True.
Well, they have to have something to pick up their food.
Well, they'd be caught, be hands.
Hands.
Lobster hands.
Wow.
This is going to be a rough question and answer period as part of that Mensa meeting. I have a feeling.
Practice makes perfect.
Can I call a friend? Can I just leave? Anyway, and that's what we'll do now.
Just go pass.
Yeah. Good. Okay. That's what I'll do. And that's what we'll do right now as well. Till next week, remember, whether it's always better down where?
Where it's weather.
Safe diving, everyone.
I need the yellow smoke.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.